Now time for Locker Room Shadow, joined by Frankfort Boys and basketball coach Ben Steinlogge after a couple of games from this past week. Starting off with the end of the Wabunsee tournament, you guys get third place. You guys defeat Northern Heights in a close matchup. Coach, first real close contest of the year, and you guys come out victorious.
Yeah, you know, I thought I was pretty pleased with how our guys bounced back from how we played Thursday night, and a quick turnaround. We had a late night there Thursday, and a quick turnaround playing Friday afternoon. I thought we had good energy. We scored the ball a lot better, which helps. But, you know, I thought overall we played harder. You know, Ty Smith had a really good night, hit some big shots for us, and ultimately the game winner. But did some good things and kind of showed a little bit of improvement there Friday.
And how does it show your toughness to get some of those stops at the end of that game?
Yeah, it was nice to see us kind of dig in there several times. We weren't perfect, and we were, you know, defensively especially, some communication stuff we're lacking on still. But thought we tried to box out, thought we were a little more physical maybe than we had been the previous couple nights, and you know, got stops when we needed to, fortunately.
And talking about the communication for the team, who are some of those guys that you're hoping to kind of step up in that department?
Really everybody. We're I know we've mentioned how young we are. You know, Ty Smith, again, kind of tries to do a pretty decent job. Blaine Loizzo, talks and communicates. Now, we need to get some of these younger guys. The game is fast for, there's no doubt. Trying to get their mind on the same page in terms of processing things quicker, and so they can, you know, take that next step and communicate as well.
And then after that, last night, unable to get the victory against Valley Heights, what were some of those things that you were kind of hoping that would translate from that win to this past game last night that didn't quite translate fully?
Yeah, we knew Valley Heights was going to play hard, and they're pretty physical, and they're aggressive, you know, on the offensive glass, and knew that we couldn't get out tough, and, you know, unfortunately, I thought we kind of did. We gave up 17 offensive rebounds and really got beat up pretty bad there, and just didn't do a great job of seeking bodies out to box out, and, you know, when we did, we weren't physical enough with our box outs, and then, you know, what we kind of done offensively Friday didn't really carry over last night. We were pretty stagnant, didn't cut hard, you know, inopportune times we dribbled, and we probably shouldn't have dribbled attack and should have clipped the ball some more, but, you know, I think we're trying hard now our basketball IQ's got to raise, and we've got to have consistent effort on both ends of the floor.
And what are you guys going to have to do to try to regroup, get this thing back on track for one more time, avoid the distractions of finals and getting ready for Christmas break? How do you just kind of reset and avoid all those distractions?
Yeah, you got to kind of buckle down and you know, see the, you know, kind of light at the end of the tunnel, so to speak, that, you know, we've got a week here, not quite a week of practicing a game on Monday, and really just trying to dial in and know that once we get through this week, we can kind of take a deep breath and step back from it all and recharge the batteries for, you know, kind of the second half of the season, and we can kind of go back to the drawing board again and keep working on the consistency thing.
Good stuff, Coach. Appreciate your time. Best of luck coming up on that game against Blue Valley Randolph, and I'll talk to you after the new year. Have a Merry Christmas.
Same to you. Thank you.
That was Frankfort Boys head basketball coach Ben Steinlogge here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Community Healthcare System, Blue Valley Technologies, and First National Bank of Frankfort.